All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
All right, Thursday Night Football gets underway tonight with the Jets and the Patriots, but all eyes are kind of around the injuries across the NFL throughout the first 2 weeks of the season. I mean, there are so many guys dinged up and not playing.
All of them on the 49ers roster.
Yeah, well, a lot of them are. But T. Higgins was back at practice today for the Cincinnati Bengals. Talk about a team in desperate need of a victory. 0-2 out of the gate. You know, the 0-2 making the playoffs. The Bengals have bucked that trend.
Yeah.
And they've done this twice now.
They're a slow-starting team.
Since Joe Burrow has been there. But this year, it is a lot injury-related. And you think of how they've lost those two games. I mean, the offense just never gets going against New England. They find a way to lose against the Chiefs for a variety of reasons. And, oh, by the way, Patrick Mahomes doing Patrick Mahomes thing at the end of the game. But there's been this missing link, and their receiving core has just looked janky and disjointed when it's Jamar Chase, and then Mike Gesicki.
Yeah, and because there's also no Joe Mixon there to switch things up. Zach Moss has not been remotely capable of doing anything on the back end for them. So,
no way.
Yeah. Turns out replacing Joe Mixon, difficult thing to do.
With Zach Moss, that's what Buffalo tried to do.
It's very much the, did it work for them? No, but it could work for us.
But a lingering hamstring injury to go along with his contract dispute. Did T. Higgins back at practice today. And so, you know, as they've got till Monday night to get that, to get right and get healthy again, because we got a Monday night doubleheader this week.
Ooh.
Have we discussed that at all? I don't think we have.
Monday night
double dip.
Is it a simultaneous? Hold on. Is it a simultaneous one?
Yeah, 4:30 on ESPN, Jags, Bills, and then 5:15 ABC, Commanders.
I thought we were going like the real early, like actual doubleheader.
Where you have like 5:30 and then 7:30.
Yeah. This is where I want to pick nits.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
If you have games starting 45 minutes or so apart from each other, that's not a doubleheader.
Okay.
That's just a pair of games.
That's divided attention.
Yeah. A doubleheader is one game starts and then ends and the next game starts.
Duo of games on Monday night.
I'm good with that.
Dueling.
Thank you.
Dueling.
This isn't aimed just at you. This is a media wide problem.
It feels very targeted.
No, this isn't at you.
I feel attacked.
This is a media wide problem. I've heard it a lot. And like, don't call it a doubleheader. It's not a doubleheader.
Okay, a Monday night double dip. There's a fly.
There we go.
Studio.
Double dip works.
All right. Monday night double dip. Jags, Bengals, or Bills, Commanders, Bengals. Yikes. Why don't we cut out the road teams and just have Bills, Bengals play?
Ooh.
That game sounds a lot better than Jags, Bills, and Commanders, Bengals. But so T. Higgins back at practice today, as was Jordan Love, surprisingly, MCL sprain.
Just be out for 4 weeks.
They were talking at length about how this could be multiple weeks. Well, there was conversation. He was trying to push it for last week. Well, he sat out. Malik Willis got the win. I think that Jordan Love, Matt LaFleur maybe had a powwow and looked at what they were able to do offensively and said, I don't think we can run the ball 50 times again and get away with
the
victory.
The window dressing of what they were able to do against the Colts was great for a week, but now that they've shown everything.
I'll tell you what, though, that's one hell of a way to get a win in the NFL, where it's really hard to win. They schemed their way out of an 0-2 start, and they got that win over Indy. Now they have to go on the road to a Tennessee team, which has looked at times
competent,
good, not very good, but just good.
Competent.
Better than competent.
Okay.
Because at the end, and when Will Levis decides he's just going to flip the ball backwards, I mean, they've been in control of games. And that is like, all right. But they're 0-2 and finding ways to lose games thanks to Will Levis. Have if you... he just undumbs himself, they may be 2-0, not 0-2. But... They had a 17-0 lead in week one, and then they had a 17-10 lead last week against the Jets, and then Will Levis just puked all over himself.
We'll make our picks a little bit later. Have you looked at some of the lines in these games for the over-unders? Are you seeing how low these totals have gone?
Yeah. No, dude, I've hit 2 weeks. We'll have our picks at 2 o'clock. I had two weeks in a row
hitting
the under totals.
They have plummeted. Like the lowest lines have dropped nearly 10 points from last week to this week.
Yelzes.
And it's not just matchups. The NFL scoring is down.
Yeah, never mind. They tied it at 17 heading into the fourth quarter against the Jets, and then lost.
There you go.
Lost. Yeah, but, scoring is down.
I mean, drastically. These lines, like last year, the cutoff was basically like, if you saw a line 43.5 was like the cutoff, anything below that, take the under.
Well, there's a reason for it.
Or take the over, I mean.
Defenses are playing really well right now.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Lil' Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Lil' Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.